Loss risks and checklist before investing in overseas real estate funds. Overseas real estate funds invest in physical assets, but because of loans and subordinated structures, even a partial decline in asset prices can significantly reduce the investment principal or result in a total loss. Before investing, review the LTV, loan maturity, cash traps, lease status, currency hedging, redemption restrictions, and sale plan together. Overseas real estate funds are not deposits, and investors may lose their entire principal due to declines in property values, vacancies, exchange rate fluctuations, and leverage structures. Proceeds from a property sale are generally used first to repay senior debt, such as secured loans, so losses for the fund as an equity investor may increase more rapidly. If a cash trap is triggered, distributions to fund investors may be suspended even if the building continues to generate rental income. Maturity and the recovery date are not the same, and recovery of the investment may be delayed by a failed sale, a loan extension, or a decision made at a beneficiary meeting. Before investing, calculate the LTV and break-even sale price yourself, and obtain written confirmation of the loan maturity, tenant concentration, currency hedging terms, and availability of early redemption. Overseas real estate funds indirectly invest in overseas offices, logistics centers, hotels, commercial facilities, and other properties. They can easily be mistaken for safe assets simply because they hold tangible real estate. But investors are actually investing in a financial structure that combines loans, leases, exchange rates, and sale terms rather than in the real estate itself. In particular, in products that borrow heavily against real estate, investors' equity may be wiped out first, even if the asset price falls only partially. Distributions described as being paid regularly are also not fixed interest and may be suspended due to loan covenants or cash shortages. What do overseas real estate funds invest in? Overseas real estate funds pool money from multiple investors, invest in overseas real estate or real estate-related rights, and distribute to investors the amount remaining after deducting expenses from rental income and sale proceeds. Investment targets and methods vary by product. Equity investments that hold an ownership interest in a building investments in a special purpose company that owns real estate loan products that invest in senior, mezzanine, or subordinated loan receivables. Fund of funds products that reinvest in multiple overseas real estate funds, therefore. Even if products share the same label of real estate fund, their order of loss absorption and prospects for recovery may differ. The first thing to check in the prospectus is whether the fund ultimately holds an equity interest in a building, loan receivables, or beneficiary certificates in another fund. A structure in which principal is wiped out first, many real estate investments do not purchase buildings solely with investors' money. They obtain mortgage loans from local financial institutions and use investors' money as equity. This borrowing can increase expected returns, but it is also leverage that magnifies losses. When a building is sold, the money is generally distributed in the following order. Transaction costs, including sale expenses and taxes, are paid. Mortgage loans and senior debt are repaid. Any mezzanine or subordinated debt is repaid according to the relevant agreements. If any amount remains, it goes to the fund as the equity investor. For example, consider a hypothetical structure in which the real estate purchase price is 100, the mortgage loan is 70, and investors' equity is 30. If the asset value falls to 90 before expenses, the equity remaining after repaying the 70 loan is 20. The real estate price has fallen by 10%, but investors' equity has decreased by approximately 33%. If the asset value falls to 70 or below, the equity is completely wiped out, even before accounting for sale expenses. However, not all fund investors are legally in the same subordinated position. Some products invest in senior loan receivables, so the actual order of loss absorption must be determined from the prospectus and the structure of the loan agreements. Why distributions are suspended and recoveries are delayed. Cash trap. A cash trap is a mechanism that retains cash generated by real estate in a separate account and restricts distributions to investors when financial conditions specified in the loan agreement deteriorate. In some cases, rent is paid directly to creditors. In others, it is locked in an account for loan repayment or building operating expenses. It may be triggered in the following situations: when a decline in real estate value causes the LTV to exceed the agreed threshold, when rising vacancies weaken the ability to repay principal and interest, when the interest coverage ratio or debt service ratio falls below the required threshold, when a major tenant terminates its lease or falls behind on rent, triggering a cash trap does not mean that building operations immediately cease. However, the mere fact that rental income is being generated does not mean that distributions to investors will continue. Redemption restrictions and maturity extensions, because overseas real estate funds hold buildings that are difficult to buy and sell daily, they are often structured as non-redeemable or closed-end funds. If early redemption is not permitted, investors may find it difficult to recover their money before maturity, even if they face personal financial needs. Some products may be listed on an exchange, but listing does not guarantee liquidity. If there are insufficient buyers, trades may not be executed, or investors may have to sell at a price below net asset value. Maturity is also not a guaranteed payment date. If a building cannot be sold at an appropriate price, the loan or fund maturity may be extended. Even if investors oppose an extension at a beneficiary's meeting, recovery may be delayed if there is no cash available for immediate payment. Key risks to check before investing: risk factor question, to ask how it can lead to losses, leverage, what are the current LTV and the maximum LTV permitted under the agreement. When value declines, loans are repaid first, rapidly wiping out investors' equity. Refinancing, when do the loan and fund mature? High interest rates or a credit crunch may cause refinancing to fail and force a sale. Leases, what are the vacancy rate, major tenant concentration, and remaining lease terms? Lower rent may suspend distributions and reduce asset value. Cash trap, what are the trigger criteria and release conditions? Distributions to investors may be restricted even when rental income exists. Exchange rates, what are the currency hedge ratio, term, cost, and renewal conditions? Returns converted into one may decrease, or hedging costs and settlement losses may arise. Interest rates, is the interest rate fixed or variable? Higher interest expenses may weaken cash flow and sale value. Sale, are there expected buyers and alternative sale scenarios? The sale may be delayed, discounted, or result in a maturity extension. Fees, how much are the management, sales, local management, and performance fees? Asset gains and rental income are reduced by expenses. Legal and tax, have local taxes and possible remittance restrictions been accounted for? Profits generated locally may differ from returns received by domestic investors. Concentration, is the investment concentrated in one building, region, or tenant? A single vacancy or regulatory change may destabilize the entire fund. Figures presented as 6% paid annually must be checked carefully to determine whether they represent fixed interest or guaranteed returns. Distributions from real estate funds may vary according to rental income, borrowing costs, and loan covenants. And for some products, the source of distributions may differ from pure operating profit. Checking loss tolerance with numbers instead of looking only at the target return in the product description, it is useful to work backward and determine how far the asset price would have to fall before the investment principal is wiped out. This is a simple stress test for identifying risks that may not appear in sales materials. 1. Calculate the equity cushion. A simplified calculation is as follows. Equity ratio equals 1 minus LTV principal wipeout price before expenses equals total senior debt. If the LTV is 70%, the initial equity cushion is approximately 30%. In practice, however, the principal may be wiped out after a smaller decline because of sale expenses, unpaid interest, taxes, exchange rates, and other liabilities. 2. Check the break-even sale price. Ask the asset manager or distributor for the break-even sale price after accounting for the following items: outstanding loan principal and early repayment costs, accrued interest and hedge settlement payments, local taxes and sale fees, unpaid construction and operating expenses, fund liquidation costs, even if the appraised value is higher than the break-even sale price. There is no guarantee that an actual buyer will pay that price. Appraised value, book value, and the actual amount of cash recovered are different figures. 3. Apply combined shocks together, do not examine price declines in isolation. Review scenarios in which rising vacancies, higher interest rates, exchange rate fluctuations, and sale delays occur simultaneously. In an actual crisis, multiple risks may materialize at once. Differences among funds, listed rate, and direct investment category, overseas real estate fund, listed rate, direct overseas real estate investment method, indirect investment through a fund or special purpose company purchase of exchange listed shares, investor directly acquires real estate. Liquidity may be very low if redemptions are prohibited tradable. But price discounts and low trading volume are possible. A sale may take a long time. Price information may rely on appraisals and values calculated by the asset manager. Market prices can be checked in real-time appraisals and local transaction prices must be checked. Diversification may be low for a single asset fund and high for a fund of funds. Often holds multiple assets. Concentration risk is high if the amount of capital is small. Management responsibility handled by the asset manager, handled by rate management, and the asset management company borne directly by the investor. Major risks: leverage, maturity extensions, cash traps, share price fluctuations, interest rates, rights offerings, declines in asset value. Management, tax, legal, exchange rate, and sale risks. None of these methods guarantees principal safety. Should not be judged solely by whether an investment is listed or holds physical assets. Borrowing levels, asset concentration, and cash flow should be compared using the same standards. Points to note in sales explanations and disputes. The point of the overseas real estate fund dispute cases presented by the Financial Supervisory Service is that product losses must be distinguished from a distributor's liability for damages. One of the cases involved an investor who invested KRW 30 million after being told the product was safe. But the complete loss of principal was provisionally confirmed because of its subordinated structure, and partial liability for damages was recognized due to problems in the sales process. However, the occurrence of an investment loss does not automatically establish mis-selling. Each case is assessed individually based on factors such as whether the distributor omitted material risks or provided inaccurate explanations, whether it checked the investor's experience and risk tolerance, and what materials the investor received and signed. It is advisable to follow these principles during the investment process. Do not confirm or write by hand that you understand something you do not understand. Obtain written explanations of principal loss, subordination, redemption restrictions, and maturity extensions. If an oral explanation differs from the prospectus, request a correction and retain the response. Save the prospectus, key product information document, subscription form, and materials explaining call recordings. Check the contractual basis for terms such as fixed, guaranteed, and safe. Handwritten confirmations or signatures do not automatically eliminate the distributor's legal liability, but they may serve as evidence when the facts are later assessed. Documents should be used not as a procedural formality showing that explanations were provided, but as materials for confirming the risks the investor is prepared to bear. Final checklist before investing. If you have not received clear written answers to the following questions, it is reasonable to postpone the decision to invest. Can you explain the assets the fund ultimately holds and its priority in the investment structure? Have you checked the current LTV and the thresholds for breaching the loan covenants? Have you checked whether the loan matures before the fund? Have you checked the conditions for triggering and releasing the cash trap? Have you checked the concentration of major tenants and their remaining lease terms? Have you checked the currency hedge ratio, maturity, and renewal costs? Have you checked whether early redemption and over-the-counter sale are possible? Have you checked the decision-making process and order of recovery if the maturity is extended? Have you checked the break-even sale price rather than the appraised value? In the worst-case scenario, could you lose the entire principal without affecting your living expenses? If preserving principal is the top priority or the money will be needed in the near future, a real estate fund with restricted redemptions may not be suitable. Avoiding concentration of assets in a single product or building is also a basic method of managing losses. Principles that also apply to domestic real estate funds, overseas investments, carry additional risks involving exchange rates, local taxes, and country-specific laws. But leverage, seniority and subordination, cash traps, vacancies, and maturity mismatches can also arise in domestic real estate funds. Therefore, it is more important to check the actual borrowing structure and order of cash distribution than to focus on the label overseas. The existence of real estate means only that there is collateral. It does not mean that investors' principal is guaranteed.